Hello and welcome. You are listening to Patrick Boyle on Finance, a podcast exploring ideas from quantitative finance, examining events occurring in markets right now and financial history to see what lessons can be taken away, including interviews with some of the most interesting people in the world of finance. To learn more about the podcast, visit onfinance.org.
Sam Bankman-Fried's parents are accused in a new lawsuit of exploiting their influence within FTX to enrich themselves directly and indirectly by millions of dollars at the expense of FTX customers. The lawsuit alleges that even as FTX was rapidly descending into insolvency last year, Sam's parents discussed with their son the transfer of a $10 million cash gift and a $16.4 million luxury property in the Bahamas to them, according to the new management of FTX, who are tasked with winding up the bankrupt crypto exchange. One of the more puzzling things about the rise and fall of FTX was the involvement of Sam Bankman-Fried's parents, Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried. To some extent, they were portrayed as being bystanders who hung around the office at FTX, high-fiving people at the water cooler, with no idea of what was actually going on. Or at least, that's how they were portrayed after the bankruptcy. The actor Kevin O'Leary famously claimed that both parents were compliance lawyers, which was, of course, untrue. Both parents are instead law professors at Stanford Law School. Joseph Bankman being an expert on tax law and clinical psychology, and Barbara Fried being an expert on legal ethics. This new lawsuit, which was filed on Monday to recover millions of dollars in fraudulently transferred and misappropriated funds, is shedding new light on their level of involvement at FTX and Alameda. Now look, I'm a parent and understand getting involved in and encouraging your kids' hobbies. Luckily for me, my kids' hobbies are music and tennis. If your kids' hobbies are large-scale financial fraud, money laundering, bribing politicians, and League of Legends, you have to possibly encourage new things, maybe buy them a ball or a book to read. The lawsuit alleges that the couple deployed their decades of legal experience and veneer of legitimacy not to help the FTX group, but rather to plunder it in order to enrich themselves and their pet causes. Sam Bankman-Fried told the New York Times last year that he didn't know how a $16.4 million Bahamas home got listed under his parents' names, insisting that it was instead meant to house FTX employees. The new lawsuit alleges that this is untrue. Part of the evidence in this lawsuit is an email exchange where Sam's father proposed a series of non-taxable methods to structure a $10 million transfer from the FTX group to him and his partner Barbara Fried. The suit claims that Sam's father had a written employment agreement with FTX and had broad authority to make decisions for the FTX group as a de facto officer, director and/or manager. And rather than help the FTX group develop into a mature corporate conglomerate, Sam's father focused on wealth preservation and bankruptcy protections for FTX insiders. In November 2021, Joseph Bankman is alleged to have initiated discussions about bankruptcy protection for the FTX group. An email is referenced where he scheduled a call to discuss how assets, including primary residences, can be structured to be bankruptcy remote. Joseph is alleged to have initiated a discussion with a legal team opining that it would be great, all else equal, if we could have the founders put money into property in the Bahamas. In the email, he included a link to an offshore company trust website on Bahamas asset protection. The lawsuit says that he sprang into action to find outside counsel to pursue this effort. Sam's father is alleged to have collected viewpoints from a fellow Stanford Law School professor, local counsel in the Bahamas, and his brother-in-law. He is then claimed to have determined that an overseas asset protection trust was something we might use when we buy property in the Bahamas. But the real issue is whether these things work in the US and to what extent. Barbara Fried, Sam's mother, who was not employed by any of his companies, is accused of contributing to the excessive spending at FTX. The lawsuit additionally highlights titles of her academic writings, including pieces like The Limits of Personal Responsibility and Beyond Blame. The suit alleges that she described herself as her son's partner in crime of the non-criminal sort, and that she encouraged her son and others within the FTX group to avoid, if not violate, federal campaign finance disclosure rules. Although Bankman-Fried has put forth that his parents weren't involved in any of the relevant parts of the business, the truth is that Bankman and Fried were very much involved from the founding of the FTX group until its collapse. As early as 2018, Bankman described Alameda as a family business, a phrase he repeatedly used to refer to the FTX group. As early as 2018, Bankman provided legal and business advice to Alameda, despite having no official title or employment arrangement at the time. He's alleged in the complaint to have arranged for FTX to pay his sister $14,000 per month as a consultant on charitable contributions. Former Alameda staffers say that Joseph Bankman helped draft early legal documents and invoices from Fenwick & West, Alameda's law firm, list him as an attendee in meetings, showing he was involved not only on tax issues, but also in the development of marketing materials for FTX and FTT, the made-up currency Bankman-Fried issued when he launched his crypto exchange. Towards the end of 2021, Bankman entered into a written employment agreement with FTX US as a senior advisor to the FTX Foundation, which was later renamed FTX Philanthropy. Bankman continued in this role until his resignation, which became effective at the time of the bankruptcy filing. And that's because philanthropy always becomes a struggle for the bankrupt. Bankman's signed employment agreement showed a $200,000 annual salary, but Bankman complained as soon as his first paycheck came in that he was supposed to be getting $1 million per year. FTX records show that he emailed his son about this. "Gee, Sam, I don't know what to say here. This is the first I've heard of the $200,000 a year salary." He CC'd Sam's mother on the email for a bit of extra leverage. And that's probably a good tip for anyone who's trying to negotiate a pay raise. Email the boss's mom. I've heard it always works. Complaining, it turns out, was the right thing to do, as within 2 weeks, Sam Bankman-Fried gifted his parents $10 million in funds originating from Alameda Limited, according to the suit. Within 3 months, Bankman-Fried is alleged to have deeded the couple a $16.4 million property in the Bahamas, paid for with funds ultimately provided by FTX Trading. Bankman and Fried, the parents, enjoyed the benefits of more than $90,000 in expenses paid for by FTX Trading for their Bahamas residence. The lawsuit says that Sam's mother served as the single most influential advisor regarding her son and the FTX group's political contributions, and says that she repeatedly called upon her son to contribute millions of dollars directly to Mind the Gap, Inc., a political action committee that she co-founded or the organizations Mind the Gap supported. Mind the Gap is in no way associated with the London Underground. It's described as a left-wing super PAC dedicated to helping Democratic political candidates win elections. More than $5.5 million of FTX money was allegedly gifted to his parents' employer, Stanford University. I'm not really sure why you'd want that much money donated to your employer, but I imagine it provides a certain amount of job security. The complaint alleges that Sam's father, the tax expert, conceived of various creative means by which to remit payments to Stanford University through different FTX group entities. You kind of have to wonder what the conversations are like in the Bankman-Fried household, with one parent working out ways to finance a left-wing agenda and the other working out ways to avoid paying any taxes. Matt Levine on Bloomberg describes Barbara Fried as a political philosopher and a theorist of not blaming people, and Joseph Bankman as a tax professor and a theorist of not paying taxes. The lawsuit claims that Sam's parents were often the only grown-ups in the room at FTX, guiding the company executives, many of whom were recent college graduates in their mid-20s or wood nymphs who had never previously run a company or held senior roles, let alone managed billions of dollars. FTX US's general counsel described Sam's father as being a strategic advisor to and general overseer of the FTX businesses. In a September 2022 internal document intended to illustrate FTX's organization structure, Joseph Bankman was listed as part of the management team. Joseph is alleged to have made significant executive-level decisions for the FTX group, some of which were retroactively approved or rubber-stamped by his son. He's alleged to have authorized expenses to be paid, interviewed job candidates, made hiring recommendations, pushed for board and advisory positions, and vetted potential CFO candidates, so not really a bystander or observer. Amusingly, Bankman received a cameo appearance alongside Larry David in the 2022 FTX Super Bowl commercial. Bankman pushed for his role in the commercial, stating bluntly, "Okay, I'm not a star effer and don't really care about meeting, say, Tom Brady, but Larry David, dot, dot, dot." Not long afterwards, Bankman showed up on set for a scene in which Larry opposed the Declaration of Independence. When told, "The people shall have the right to vote," David responded, "Even the stupid ones." Bankman, wearing a powdered wig, shouted, "Yes." FTX paid roughly $20 million to create and air the 60-second spot. In a joint statement about this lawsuit, Bankman and Fried's lawyers say that this is a dangerous attempt to intimidate Joe and Barbara and undermine the jury process just days before their child's trial begins. They added that the FTX debtors' claims were completely false. The lawsuit claims that Joseph Bankman was privy to sensitive financial matters and business affairs. It says that from mid to late 2021, he learned about and at times participated in the decision to incur significant liabilities on behalf of the FTX group, including loans to certain FTX insiders. Sam's father is alleged to have introduced the accounting firm that would work for FTX Group. He also selected the law firm to serve as the FTX Group's outside counsel, which makes sense given his background in law. Interestingly, he is alleged to have advocated for hiring Daniel Friedberg as the effective general counsel of the FTX Group. Many have pointed out how strange a choice Friedberg would be for a respectable firm, given his background as the general counsel at UltimateBet, a poker website that had been embroiled in a cheating scandal a few years earlier. Software at UltimateBet had included a secret God mode that had been used to cheat players out of more than $22 million. Most firms would have avoided hiring someone with a shady background like that, but according to the complaint, Sam's father, a man who you have to imagine had all sorts of connections at top law firms, given that he taught at the top-ranked law school in the United States, advocated hiring him. I guess Saul Goodman wasn't available. Bloomberg describes Friedberg as being among Sam Bankman-Fried's closest confidants at FTX and as a lawyer, fixer and more for Sam Bankman-Fried and his business empire. The lawsuit claims that given Sam's father's credentials and background, he was well equipped to see the true nature of the FTX group's business. It's alleged that he observed and participated in the FTX group's operations and business practices with the training and knowledge of a sophisticated law professor and the perceptiveness of a clinically trained psychologist. But when red flags about the operations and business practices surfaced, Bankman chose to ignore them. With regard to the house that Sam Bankman-Fried told a New York Times reporter was mistakenly listed under his parents' names, the complaint alleges that, according to internal records, it was purchased in February 2022 when Bankman and Fried, the parents, signed an agreement to purchase the home for the two of them, for a total cash payment of just under $19 million, inclusive of all costs, taxes and fees. So that's up from the $16.4 million that we've heard in the past. Neither Bankman nor Fried allegedly contributed any money of their own towards the purchase. FTX Digital Markets is claimed to have paid the entire amount by wire transfer. I guess it's easier to use a bank wire than to pay with crypto, but that's another discussion. The complaint claims that these funds were sourced from an FTX trading bank account with commingled customer funds included. Internal documents are said to have described the home as an Alameda receivable and a property reconveyed to purchased for employees. The complaint says that this description omits the fact that the single FTX group employee for whom the property was purchased was Bankman-Fried's father, along with his mother, who did not work for the FTX group. The complaint states that there are email records of Sam's parents referring to the house as our house multiple times. Joseph Bankman allegedly emailed the co-CEO of FTX and others an invitation to all come to celebrate the house you helped us buy slash move into. Now, who knows? Maybe the employees just helped with the move. The parents are alleged to have instructed FTX employees to pay for furniture for the house, maintenance expenses, cleaning services, utility, furnishings and groundskeeping with credit cards backed by funds that belong to FTX trading. Bankman and Fried are alleged in the complaint to have received the benefit of more than $90,000 in expenses associated with the property, which were paid for with funds originating from FTX trading. The new management of FTX say that they have found no record of either Bankman or Fried reimbursing the FTX group for the purchase of the property or any maintenance, services, furnishings or fees associated with the property that were paid for by the FTX group. It's additionally alleged that neither Bankman nor Fried provided consideration reasonably equivalent to the fair market rental value of the property, services, furnishing or fees. Who knows though, maybe it was put in their name by mistake and was intended as a dormitory for FTX employees. So what about the $10 million payment then? Well, the complaint claims that there are detailed email records relating to that payment too. It's alleged that in January 2022, Sam's father, Joseph, proposed a series of possible non-taxable methods to structure a transfer of $10 million from the FTX group to himself and his partner, Barbara Fried. Bankman is alleged to have proposed that the easiest way is to add $10 million to the $250 million loan Sam has from Alameda. Then Sam gifts the money to us and there will be no current tax on either transaction. Eventually, Sam can recognize income when the loan is paid off or cancelled at the dividend or capital gains rate, but that can happen in a year when he donates a lot, offsetting some or all of the tax. The attorney, Daniel Friedberg, agreed that the $10 million gift should be papered as a loan to Bankman-Fried and then be gifted to his parents. Sam could then transfer the loaned funds directly into an account belonging to Bankman and or Fried. There is no indication that Sam ever intended to repay the so-called loan, according to the complaint. Both parents are alleged to have acknowledged that the $10 million payment to them was a gift, as indicated by an email from Bankman to Bankman-Fried, stating, "We are so touched by this gift. Mom is announcing retirement, which she would not have done otherwise." In keeping with the plan to frame the transfer as a loan to justify the use of FTX Group assets, in January 2022, Bankman-Fried proposed to transfer $10 million into his father's FTX US exchange account, which Bankman could then withdraw and deposit into his personal bank account. His father replied, "Perfect." Sam is then alleged to have transferred $10 million from an FTX US exchange account associated with Alameda Research directly into his own personal FTX account, and approximately 20 seconds later, $10 million was transferred from that account to his father's account. So the money can be seen as going from Alameda to his parents. The complaint claims that 6 withdrawals were then made from this account, totaling to just under $7 million, into his parents' joint bank account. I mean, you're not going to leave it sitting there on a dodgy crypto exchange, right? Unfortunately, his father also engaged in crypto trading activity with the money left on the exchange. It doesn't say what he bought with it, possibly one of those monkey JPEGs that everyone likes to decorate his home with, but who knows? The complaint goes on to claim that neither parent provided Alameda with any consideration reasonably equivalent to the portion of the $10 million gift they received. FTX's new management says that Fried, SBF's mother, used ill-gotten gains from her son's business as a piggy bank for her political action committee. The PAC, which was set up to get Democrats elected to office, received tens of millions of dollars from Bankman-Fried and another FTX executive, Nishad Singh, according to the complaint. Singh's contributions, it notes, came directly out of FTX's coffers. It details a money-in, money-out cadence in which Alameda sent money to Singh, and then within a day, Singh sent similar or even identical amounts directly to Bankman-Fried's mom's PAC. Singh has since admitted to campaign finance violations. Maybe Fried, SBF's mother, was entirely unaware of Singh's illegal actions, but an August 2022 email cited in the lawsuit includes Fried explicitly explaining to her son that he could use another FTX executive to make PAC contributions in his name, but that has its own costs and risks. This is not a great thing to have in writing. The lawsuit claims that when Sam's father learned about a lawsuit filed against the firm in November 2019, alleging, among other things, cryptocurrency price manipulation through pump and dump schemes, money laundering, operation of an unlicensed money transmitter business, unfair business practices, and violations of the Commodity Exchange Act, at no time did he insist or even suggest that the FTX Group conduct an internal investigation or review to determine whether the claims had any credible basis, much less remediate any control failures that might exist. These are things that you might expect a competent lawyer to do. Rather, Bankman suggested investigating the attorney filing the lawsuit, asking whether or not there are any disciplinary actions against the attorney in question. The complaint puts forth that whether or not these specific allegations were true, an investigation inevitably would have laid bare the problems at the FTX Group. Now, I'm not sure if that is true, but that's what it says in the complaint. The complaint also states that Sam's father's involvement increased as the FTX group veered towards bankruptcy. It says that Bankman's involvement with and benefits from and at the expense of the FTX group increased towards the end of 2021, so much that in December 2021, Bankman took a leave of absence from Stanford Law School to focus on the FTX group. Unlike some of the FTX group's other executives, Bankman did not detach himself from the firm after learning how haphazard its operations were. He instead positioned himself to extract monetary and other non-monetary benefits from the FTX group, according to the complaint. The new management of FTX say that despite a practice of deficient record keeping within the FTX group, including failing to properly record intercompany transactions and loans in business entries, Bankman's access to records and financial statements and his proximity to the FTX group's business dealings gave him, or should have given him, insight into the business's insolvency. They claim that he knew or should have known the perilous financial state of the FTX group, even as he moonlighted as an actor in a Super Bowl commercial and extracted millions of dollars from the FTX group. Bankman is alleged to have remained intimately involved in the FTX group right up until the end. On November 7, 2022, Bankman allegedly flew to the Bahamas and joined the scramble to find sources of capital to save the FTX group when everything was collapsing. On November 10, 2022, the day before the Chapter 11 filing, Joseph Bankman was allegedly scheduled to meet with the Bahamas Prime Minister. Since the announcement of this lawsuit alleging that Stanford University received millions of dollars in donations from the now collapsed exchange, the school says it will return the funds and all gifts collected from FTX and related companies. After the collapse of FTX, we didn't hear very much about Joseph and Barbara. It was reported that they were surprised to have found out that their home in the Bahamas was listed in their name. However, SBF's parents continued to be quite useful to him once FTX had collapsed and he found himself accused of a long list of crimes. They were essential to SBF getting released on bond after he was charged in December 2022. Not only was Sam allowed to stay with them at their California home, an environment that had the sheen of a place where responsible adults would be monitoring him, but Bankman and Fried also secured the $250 million bond required for his release using their house as collateral. Sam's parents are alleged to have made no effort to return any of the gifts they received, which were the proceeds of their son's criminal actions. They haven't explained why, but the lawsuit filed on behalf of FTX's creditors suggests that they need the money to fund their son's criminal defense. The fact that Sam's father was heavily involved in FTX's operations seems difficult for anyone to dispute at this point in time, given a clearly intentional effort on the company's behalf under its old management to raise awareness of his involvement. A great deal of the complaint revolves around the idea that Bankman, who has decades of legal experience, either knew FTX was a fraudulent enterprise or should have known about it and missed so many obvious red flags that he bears legal responsibility for them. The complaint doesn't show a smoking gun demonstrating that the parents were aware that the entire business was a huge fraud. If it had one, maybe the prosecutors instead of FTX bankruptcy executives would be filing it. But it does go a long way to paint Sam's parents in a deeply unflattering light, and maybe the new management of FTX hopes that it'll be useful as a way to encourage SBF's parents to return some of the missing funds that should go to the customers of the exchange. Thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to read the full legal complaint, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Special thanks to my supporters on Patreon, whose support makes this podcast possible. Have a great day and talk to you again soon. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode is posted. Thank you to everyone who is supporting this content on Patreon. If you enjoyed this content, you can find more like it on YouTube, on the Patrick Boyle on Finance channel, or follow us on Twitter @Patrick E. Boyle. Thanks for listening. Bye.